Welcome back to the shed of basketball truth. It is Studio 3. Today, excuse me, I'm just going to jump straight into it because today I am joined by the one, the only, the Crack'em King, the defensive powerhouse, the man that can now be called Mr. 200, the one, the only, Mr. Anthony Kopskis. How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Oh, mate, just living the dream. Living the dream, you know how it is.
Yeah.
But, mate, speaking of living the dream, 200, did you ever dream you get to that many when you first started?
Definitely wasn't on the front of my mind that I'd make it that far. Certainly, only recently in the last year or two, we even had talked about who was the games record holder and stuff like that. And, yeah, it was definitely not something that I'd ever really thought about.
Well, it's you by a country mile, isn't it?
Yeah, now it is, yeah.
Got him covered. Well, you've now done the 200. How far do you think we can ride this thing out? What are we thinking? 250? 300?
Someone told me I'm doing another 200. I said there's a fat chance.
That smacks of Yane Brotherston numbers. That does.
I reckon 250 is a achievable goal.
Achievable goal. 250.
Another right. Couple years. Yeah. Couple. I don't think I'd last another five or so. What would be required to get to the 300 mark.
It is a heavy toll on the body, heavy toll on the body. So, look, best of luck. I'll be right there, you know, commentating you on if that's the case. If you're there, I'll be there, mate.
That's also our arrangement with the team managers. As long as I'm there, Durrani's roped herself in. So.
Oh, well, then, geez, look out, Tyler. Looks like you're stuck there for a bit, mate. Mate, looking back on the 200, what are some of the highlights for you?
Obviously, the championships, the two championships there, and all of the winning that we've done over the course. But it's a lot more of the little things, like the camaraderie and getting behind each other, the friendships and stuff that I've made over the course of the years. And then I keep to this very day for a lot of those people that turned up on Saturday night. So
yeah, it was definitely a very nice evening. I love the jacket.
It's as Benny Wilson said, it's quite loud, but it is it's very nice.
Oh, it's very Grafton kid. I like it. and of course, Crowey dunking you with the big old bucket of water afterwards was also nice.
Yeah. It was nice for the second that it happened, and then for the ensuing 5 minutes before I could get changed out of those clothes was absolutely crazy.
Yep, that'd happen. Hey, at least he let you take the jacket off before doing it. I mean,
yeah, you know. Yeah. Well, it was forced upon me. I should have realized there was something more going on, but I was caught up in the moment, I guess.
Any game winners stick with you over the journey? Either yours or others. That's okay.
There was a big game. We played the quarterfinal against Ipswich at home, and we were down 16 going into the fourth quarter. And not just myself, but especially Aaron Anderson and Dusty Reichardt made some big shots. And then I think with about 30 seconds left, I hit a pull-up three to take the lead. So that's one that kind of sticks with me.
Nice. Any from other teammates that that have happened across the journey that just stuck in there, stick out at this point?
It was 2019, the year that we won, mm-hmm. I believe, or maybe it was the year before that. Aaron Anderson hit a 4-point play in Ipswich while we were down 3 with about a second to go to win the game. And I
friend of the show, Aaron Anderson. Well.
Yeah, that was pretty remarkable.
Nice. And I'm assuming every training session has just left an indelible mark on you, and you know, all those suicides and running through those plays. You remember every single one, and you know, they haven't scarred you at all, right?
not at all.
But it is the cost of, you know, the 200 is, you know, all those training sessions, because what, for every game there's what, at least, you know, just two training sessions. And that doesn't even count the preseason stuff or anything like that. So, or the weight sessions, yeah, or film or anything like that. So when you actually break all that kind of stuff down, there's quite a bit goes into these 200 games you've had.
Yeah, it's a lot to kind of get through over a lot of years, though. So certainly have a lot of respect for people that do it professionally, that they're training every day and that kind of thing. It's it can be a lot. So I can only imagine the toll it would take on their bodies.
Come on, mate. You're a professional athlete. Come on. You got this. Much closer to a professional athlete than I am. So just take it. All right, mate. Well, unfortunately, your team, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA, got booted. Oh, geez. Feels like almost months ago now.
Yeah.
Back when you were in the 180s, it feels like. But
yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. And you know, obviously that same Heat team then, you know, only last week then went on to kick my team out. But at least we made a series of it at the very least, in the end. But look, this Heat team, can you see them coming back as it currently stands?
I think it's just about run its course. Unless Jimmy Butler comes out with something remarkable tomorrow. I just can't see it kind of happening. Just they look like they've almost run out of a bit of legs, and Denver's just been just a class act this playoffs. So
yeah, they really have. They've almost everybody. Everybody's performed at a similar level right through the playoffs and the finals. And even that one game they did drop, they did have a shot right at the death to tie it up. So, you know, they had a shot, missed, that's life.
And even though Michael Porter Jr. has been playing pretty poorly, he's there's been other people that are stepping up, and even he's finding other ways to impact the game, like in that third quarter in the last game that he started making those Bruce Brown-esque cuts and getting to the hoop and getting easy dunks.
Yeah, look, Denver's having their moment. Like I said in the when they got through in the conference finals, it just felt like their time had come. So far, so good. They've also gone on to prove as well that home record doesn't really mean much when it comes down to the pointy end of these playoffs. Like it meant a lot to all three teams apart from the Celtics coming into the conference finals. But since then, there hasn't been every team that was left in has lost a game on their home court, including now the Nugs. It's really interesting how that has shaken out and everything like that. But Nuggets just, they've come through losing on their home court, which they really could have taken poorly, and then turned around and slapped Miami on both their away trips for them. Can you see Miami getting a game back here, or is this going to be a 4-1, do you think?
Yeah, I could see it. It's kind of, there's the two differing opinions. I think Denver really wants to just end it on their home floor, but at the same time, Miami has a lot of pride, so I can see them fighting and clawing not to go down 4-1.
Yeah, look,
keep that gentleman's sweep away.
Indeed, but and there's going to be a lot of nerves and different things that are going to come for the Nuggets. Miami, you got to think they're going to at least give it a red hot show and genuinely fight a bit. But what I would like to see happen is obviously I'd like to see a gentleman sweep. I think this is done. I think it's effectively run its course. Give Denver the chockies. I'm always down for game sevens, but I just can't see this getting that far. And if it does, if we do get an extra game and Miami's able to win one here and then they do go back to Miami, well, that'll be fine because Miami fans probably won't, you know, they'll, if it's going really badly, they'll just leave and they'll, you know, Nuggets all empty in front of a, you know, a very empty stadium and that'll be fine. That's my, you know, that's Miami fans' calling card for years, it seems. So, look, I think it would obviously be great for Nuggets if they could get this done. I think it really propels Jokic, you know, another step, the two-time MVP. And, you know, obviously Jamal Murray and him and the role that all those others have played, your Aaron Gordons. And down the line, it's genuinely been fantastic to see them play. And it really felt as if they were genuinely missing Jamal. And then when he came back, they proved that that was – that they were a Jamal Murray away, and it looks like, you know, it's just one more game now and they'll have that done and dusted and she'll be all she wrote. And Denver Nuggets, you know, another Euro, you know, leading a team to a championship, which is great to see in the NBA.
Yeah, it's starting to become quite a common occurrence.
Well.
Well, it's 2 out of 3 years.
This is true, yeah. And then, of course, you go back a little bit further with your Dirks and others who've done it, and of course, you know, the Spurs, not necessarily the head guy, but, you know, chock-a-block full of Euros and players from around the world, proving it's you know, it's not just an American game anymore, which is fantastic to see. But mate, let's lock you in on a prediction. What do you reckon? 4-2, 4-1, 4-3, 3-4.
I think it's all over. I think it'll be 4-1. Sorry, Timmy, but yeah, I think Nuggets will just continue to be too good. Jokic has shown that he's on another level, and they're just kind of at his own will. So.
Do us a favor though, do check in on poor Timmy as the next 24-48 hours unfold. If he is crying in his sleep, crying himself to sleep at night, let me know. I'll shoot him through some Kleenex, as you know, from the show here, obviously.
From the show, yeah.
So it'll be gift wrapped. But do check in. I mean, it might be a very tough 24-48 for him because, I think they're done.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's bring it on back. Bring it on back to that league we love. Will they play that sweet, sweet D plus one, the NBL, more specifically, yeah, the NBL One North? And, mate, your team, obviously, well, it's more our team, but you actually play for them. Your team on the men's side of the draw, having themselves a nice little run.
Yeah, we found ourselves a good little pocket of form with the return of Lockie Den now and the addition of James Moores, and now having Stoddy back as well will be great. So mm-hmm. It's been good. We certainly needed that bit of more of on-court leadership and structure that Dent gives us, and then also the firepower and getting Moores in there with that big body to give us that defensive presence in the middle. It's been a revelation.
As someone who trains with him, difficult to guard inside the paint as he looks in games. He just looks super strong.
Personally, I don't guard him inside the paint. I can only really comment on how brutal his on-ball screens are. And mm-hmm. they're like, he's just the nicest fella, but God, he sets a mean pick.
Brilliant. Good. That tells me enough because he looks like a difficult man to deal with anywhere on the court, let alone in the paint where he's got that short movement space. And he's had himself a couple of games already.
Yeah, he's really finding his feet now, and he's kind of started to get after the boards a bit more. He's very much more Brook Lopez-esque on the rebounds. He's a good box out, like we'll take two guys out rather than chasing after the board, and we'll leave it for one of his teammates, which is nice for my statistics, but unexpected at times. So, but he, yeah, he had a big game on Saturday night with the 22 points and a really good field goal percentage, I think, too.
Mm, yeah, can't get much better than it. Yeah, shot a hundy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, look, it was a great game, obviously, from a Caps point of view. But and, of course, it's great to see Stoddy out there. It was great to see him finish the game without going straight to the first aid table as well. That was...
Yeah, it was a nice change.
And, you know, he had some good moments, some obvious, you know, looks like just touch issues, which will it's Stoddy. He'll find that once he gets a bit more games under his legs. And
yeah, like he's that, just so. A little hesitant at the moment, just kind of being that it's his first game back from after the injury. So just kind of got to find his feet and find his confidence again going into the lane. And
yeah, well, there was one.
I'm sure
there was one where he took the ball and was driving in, defender coming. It was the exact same sort of spot on the court where he did it. The first, like. But no, all good. It was almost as if the defender was like, "Oh no, you've been recently injured. I'll just take half a step back and give you a little bit more room to move." He's like, "Oh, thank God." But it seems to have made it through unscathed. And yeah, as you say, that confidence is only going to go up once he finds himself once more, which I don't think will really take Stoddy that long.
No, I think we've got another couple of weeks, and Nick Stoddard will be fully back, so and confident. So
beautiful. All right, mate. Let's start on the women's side of the draw. A couple of quick ones around the NBL One North. Obviously, Townsville on Friday night got up over the Phoenix. By 21 points? You know, unfortunately, just kind of sums up Phoenix's season, and Townsville Flames at home. I mean, that's tough. That's tough to deal with.
And then adding in Alex Fowler the other week has come back from Arizona University. She, I think, is Arizona. And she's really added in a big punch for them. Like, now that they have that that big option as well, rather than just the three guards.
Definitely tricky. Then moving back down south, as far south as we can go, actually. Gold Coast, unable to defeat the Darwin Salties team, who are having a very good year by their standards, from where they were last year to where they are this year. Seem a tier above. Able to get it done in the Gold Coast. 4 points, certainly tight. Unfortunately, this was sort of the crown and glory of their three-game road trip, though. But they did.
Yeah, we watched that game Friday night, and Erin Bowman, I'm not sure if she dislocated her finger or it's just a bad jar, but that took her out for the rest of the weekend, and she is the driving force of their offense. So
yes, friend of the show. Yeah. Get better soon, Erin. Yeah, because she's a walking almost triple double.
She's tough
when she is able to play. So yeah, unfortunately, that sort of did hamper their rest of their weekend. But I'm sure she'll bounce back sooner rather than later. And then, of course, Rocky sorting out the Ipswich Force there. Oh, another 20-point W there. They're another team that's having a much better season this year than last year in Rocky. And, clearly have aspirations for later on in the season.
Yeah, they're a very big team. Mm. They and they've had a lot of, quite a few grind-out games this year where it's been shooting percentages in the 30s, but it kind of suits them just because they're going to get every rebound.
Between what?
McFadden and bloody Bowman.
Is just a different animal. It almost feels like every other week she's got a 20-20 game. And even in this one, it was 25-19, like one rebound short. So
it's not surprising if those two combine for over 30 rebounds together. So,
exactly. You know, it's going to make second chances really difficult. you know, if you're the other team. So look, It'll be an interesting one for the Caps too, because they're a Saturday night matchup. Look, that one should be interesting for our girls. Obviously, fingers crossed from a Brizzy Caps point of view, they get it done. But as long as it's good basketball, I can live with it either way. I'm sure others don't feel that way, but
yeah, look, I don't support that theory. But, we want Caps wins or nothing.
Caps wins or nothing. All right, well, you heard it here from the Caps captain. So there you go. All right, on a Saturday night, Caps, obviously we were both there for it, for their win. seemed to be a little tighter late than it sort of needed to be, but they were able to stretch it and get it done. So as in the Brisbane Capitals.
Yeah, the new import for Red Cities, she's tough. She has a nice handle, gets to the lane well, plays good defense. I think she's... They haven't quite been able to get over the line yet, but she's making a difference to that team, making them a lot more competitive.
Oh, yeah, Cosby very much helping, very much helping. And that ball doesn't leave, you know, she's the main ball carrier for that team. It didn't leave her hand in any of the warm-up drills or anything. Like, it was glued, it was right there, can shoot, can defend, can even get up for some blocks. We've seen that already from her since she's arrived. So, yeah. Definitely can ball. Rip City went down to Northside Wizards in one of the closer games for the Northside Wizards so far. Definitely a closer one. Not quite as stretched out as it was last time these two teams met each other.
Yeah, I was quite surprised actually. But with Nadine Payne still overseas, I think she's celebrating her birthday over in maybe Paris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're just another good player short at the moment. So yeah. Northside will add her back in, and I'm sure the cogs will just keep on turning.
Yeah, and of course the unfortunate news throughout the week that Tiana is going to have to retire from basketball to deal with her health issues, and I just wish her the best. And yeah, she's had such a tough road to get back to where she is from where she was, and everything that goes with that. It's so tough to see, and obviously we wish her the best.
Yeah, it's pretty heartbreaking. I know that Spartans did some shirts for her on the weekend, and the Caps girls had sent her some flowers, and yeah, the whole league's behind her. It's just, yeah, prayers are with her. So hopefully she can fight this battle and get through as well.
All right, and moving along, Southwest Metro Pirates took down the Darwin Salties. We talked about the Salties, and losing Bowman was very difficult. And Metro Pirates, you know, can shoot the ball, can get it done. They've been able to do that in both the men's and the women's. You know, when they're really firing from range, it's tough to beat them.
Yeah, they're a tough team. Leah Scott's had a few quiet scoring nights recently, but I dare say look to see that change next weekend with whoever they're matched up with.
Yeah, well, can't rule her out. She's was at All-Star 5 at Nationals last year, so
yeah,
obviously can ball. And then you got Ipswich Force took down Mackay Midirets by 22. And then Cairns Dolphins also giving the business to Sunshine Coast Phoenix. You know, a high-scoring affair, but that seems to be a classic Cairns sort of Cairns sort of role. They prefer to get that ball flying around, and you know, definitely an offensive-minded team down the stretch in these games.
Okay, quick shout-out to Dale from Mackay. She had almost a quadruple-double. With finishing up with 9 steals to go along with, I think, 7 rebounds and 7 assists. So
close. So yeah. Close. The unconventional way, too. The 9 yeah. steals.
Yeah. Comfortably got there with the points, just a little shy on, yep. on the steals.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
All right. And then over on to Sunday's games. Red City Raw. Again, tough weekend. Unable to do it against Metro. Excuse me. And then over North Gold Coast against Darwin Salties in what was an OT game. Just, oh, heartbreaker for the Salties. Obviously no Aaron Bowman, no Aaron Bowman in this one either, but held. Didn't start for the North Gold Coast Seahawks and yet was still able to get 48 points, 9 rebounds. Ended up playing 43 minutes, but and put in almost more minutes than anyone else. But not bad for someone who technically came off your bench.
Yeah, that's a good little bump off your bench. You yeah. know, 48 points. You'll take it most nights if it's on offer.
Indeed, right? But able to get that one done in OT. And Southern District Spartans winning another tight one over Rip City. Getting that one done, 65-64. Just there's been a couple of tight ones this one. This one didn't go to OT. But, yeah, Rip City desperately trying to bring it back in the fourth, just unable to do so. And Southern District Spartans getting it done and continuing to just climb that ladder ever so much, little bit by little bit.
Yeah, even without Matty Allen, they've won their last few. So ticking along. Poor Rip City, just losing two really tight games this weekend too. Yeah, so
it's kind of,
I know those feelings, so just got to push through and hopefully they start.
Yeah, just stick with it.
But finishing those games and getting those Ws.
All righty, over to the men's side. On Friday, we had Townsville Heat, unfortunately not getting it done against the Sunshine Coast Phoenix, who can be a tough team, as you guys went up against them last week. They were able to get it 113-100, and another big scoring affair.
Yeah, they're a grind out team, and they play really hard. They've played together for a long time, so it's it's understood that they'll have that good chemistry. And down the stretch, Jono Jansen, just they had Kane Reynolds on, and he was just too big and too strong. Went to the hoop a couple times and got that lead to a bit too high for the Townsville boys to keep in it.
Moving on to the next one, Gold Coast Rollers took on the Darwin Salties on Friday night. And, let's steer away from the big headline here and go with some of the minor ones. Cam Few and Blanchfield both had double-doubles. Blanchfield 17 and 12 rebounds. Few 12 and 10. But there was a bigger scoreline that really stood out in this one, and that was the played 40 minutes, 52 points, 4 rebounds, 13 assists to go with his 52 points.
Wowzers. Yeah, Kadee just does Kadee things, and he really took over the game. I honestly was like, oh, mate, I wonder if he'll get 50, like in the first quarter, because I think he had 18 in the first. Mm. But it was pretty, like, wasn't allowed 18. It kind of came in the offense, and then they just put it on him at the start of the fourth quarter, and Jason took over, and all of a sudden it went from a very tight game, and they went on a 21-3 run and ran him out of the building.
Yeah, and look, you put that 52 points with 13 assists, and even if they're just 2-point assists, there's another 26 points, so there's 78 points effectively coming through Kadee's basketball.
Which is just wild.
Yeah. No one doubts his capability when they see this kind of stuff. No one's truly shocked by it when you see it 52 piece for Jason Kadee at this level.
Yeah. Yeah. And Adelaide will enjoy it this year when he gets over there. So Mac from Darwin also had a 40 piece with 12 rebounds and really did the brunt of the work for that Salties team on Friday night, with Jared Jameson and Sean McDonald getting in very early foul trouble.
Yes. And some shots fired, literally, not metaphorically, by Deborah in this one as well. But he did shoot at 44% clip, but.
I was going to say, you're surprised if Deb has put up shots.
No, not at all. It's,
they're going up if they're going in or not.
Oh, yeah, they're going up. They're going up, no matter what. All right, then moving on. And Rocky Still unable to get any chocolates. Ipswich Force just sorting them out on Friday night, getting it done by a good 15 points in that one. And then, of course, match of the round for some, if not most, definitely your household, was the Brisbane Capitals and the Red City Roar game. Mate, you guys got out to it a bit early and just kept the foot on the gas. There was no third quarter hiccups or anything in this one.
No, it's good. It's really starting to come together. So we knew it was a very winnable game for us. So just came in with the right attitude and got it done. So it's good. We're building and building. So hopefully we can keep this streak rolling for a little while.
Definitely. And as we say, Moore's having a quite a big game there for the Caps in this one. Moving along, Rip City, just getting it done over the Northside Wizards. Like these two teams just flip and flop. Like last time it was White who knocking down that that late ball to get it done. This time, Rip City coming away with a 1-point win. Like if these two teams do find themselves at any point during these the finals later on in the year, it's going to be an interesting game nevertheless.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if the signing of DJ Mitchell will ever eventuate into him playing for Northside.
I remember that. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Just his team over in Europe just has kept winning. So, I was talking to someone from the team and, he's still over there and they're searching for a big. Yeah. So, yeah. We'll see what happens, and Rip edged that one out, but not quite as lucky the next day.
No, but we'll get to that. Southwest Metro Pirates got up with 6 points over Darwin Salties. Classic Pirates game. When they're firing offensively, they can take down anyone, including the Switch. It's one of their sort of classic games. If they're genuinely balling and shooting at that high clip, they can get it done. If they've got to rely on their defense, it's a little bit more of a different story, but they came away with the chockies in this one.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we'll apologize as a team for, I think, getting Cedar into some sort of rhythm. And now that he's starting to find it, even hit a 3-quarter court shot to finish the third quarter on Saturday night. So, yeah, he was on one. So
Cedars, they last forever.
Yeah,
just like the trees. All right. Yeah, and then Mackay and Ipswich Force in a rather high scoring affair.
Barn burner.
Yeah. Well, went to OT in the end, and Force obviously able to get it done. They had 16 in OT, and Mackay only had 11, and yeah, just a classic. Obviously, Isaac White had himself a game, which he always seems to do, but he also got support from those from his other players in that starting five specifically. But on that other side, Galloway's and Sobey got this one done with Dang chipping in from the bench with 29, 5, and 3 and a steal just to throw in a little extra.
They're just so talented. So they're a tough lineup to see on your schedule, that Ipswich team.
Yeah, and Mackay no slouches either. So tough. But then we had Cairns Marlins sorting out Sunshine Coast Phoenix by 4 points in this one. Nice little tight one.
I was a little surprised by that. I thought Phoenix might have just had a bit too much size on them, but Cairns just battled through and got the dub.
Indeed. Then we jump into Sunday's games. Red City Roar getting a little bit of treatment there from the Pirates in that one. Certainly not as bad as the treatment they got on Saturday night, but they lost that one by 13 points in the end. Another classic Pirates game. Able to get it done. North Gold Coast Seahawks, speaking of being able to get it done, were able to get it done against the Salties, who had a must be said, a rather disappointing-ish sort of road trip. Not what they would like. They would, three games, obviously, you're looking for three wins, and that's not how it shook out for them.
Yeah, dropped them right back into the middle of the pack now. So that's a tough weekend for the Darwin boys. So
definitely is, and it's obviously a heck of a road trip whenever these teams come down and do these three game weekends. But yeah, obviously they were looking for more, and with the on the women's side as well, with the injury to Aaron Bowman. Yeah, rather tough weekend for the whole association.
Yeah, it's to go 1-5 is not definitely not what they were planning on doing coming into the weekend. I think they were the girls were in second place, and the boys I think were in either third or fourth. So it's not where you want to be by the end of that weekend.
No, well, speaking of the latter, let's have a quick look at the women's North side. Women still 12-0, still undefeated. One of only four teams left in all of NBL conferences. Then we've got Southwest Metro Pirates 11-3. Then Darwin 10-4, still holding above Logan. Southern Districts, Rocky, Brizzy Capitals. Then Cairns closing out the eight. And then we've got a little bit of, this is the, Cairns is the top of the seven wins brigade, and we've got four teams in that. Then you've got North Gold Coast, Gold Coast, Townsville, then there's a bit of a dip. Switch in four wins, Rip City, 2-10, sorry. Mackay, Sunshine Coast, then Red City after that. Over on the men's side, we've got Logan now in first place with 12-1. Gold Coast Rollers in 12-2, second place. Switch, 10-3. North Gold Coast Seahawks in fourth place. And Southwest Metro in fifth, Mackay 6th, Darwin 7th now, Phoenix 8th, Northside 9th, 10th place is going to be Cairns, Southern District Spartans, then Rip City, then of course in 13th place, Brizzy Capitals on a tear, only two wins back from 7th place. Like if we
look at it. It's a tight ladder when you look at it, so we're certainly in with a chance. We've just got to get it done over the next few weeks. So
yeah, well, look, next week, obviously, you've got you can't take games for granted, obviously, but you've got Rocky coming in. They're way down the bottom there on 1-10 for the season thus far. And then you'll think you've got Gold Coast the week after that. So
yeah, Gold Coast and Rip on a doubleheader. So that'll be a make or break weekend. So we really need to get Rocky and then at least come away with one of the two on the following weekend. So,
yep. Well, look, fingers crossed, you know, I'll back your play. No worries.
That's it.
If anyone can, it's you gentlemen, especially with, the ginger flash that is, Lockie Dent. He's been, him coming back into the team has really changed things for you guys, obviously. You know, he's a NBL level talent. And, you know, it was, you know, you lose two highly effective guards in him and Stoddy. Things were bound to be affected by that, but you got them both back now and Dent's rolling, and I'm sure Stoddy will be real soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It'll be just a matter of time until Stoddard's confidence is back, and he'll be tearing things up like he was for the first three quarters of the game in the at the start of the year.
Yeah, yeah. He was on an absolute tear, but that's all right. All right, mate, time for Cheeky Crack'em. Let's get these cards open. You are the Crack'em King, undefeated. Yeah, that's right, Macca. I said it.
All right. I'm still waiting on that pizza, Macca.
Oh, call him out. Call him out. All right. I've got a packet of Donruss, 15-pack here. I'm sure we'll get through these nice and quick. I'm going to take the I've opened a few of these. So I'm going to take the two rookie cards off the bottom. We'll get into them first. And then I'll leave our special cards or insert cards there at the bottom of the pack for us. All right.
So which year is this again, Tom?
This is 22-23, so current season.
Okay, cool.
Current season. Ooh. Right. Ooh, that's an absolute banger to start. All right. NBA teams looked overseas to close out the 2022 draft, with only one of the final five picks coming from an NCAA college. Somebody was included in that international group. The Australian big man, who played several pro seasons in the NBL, went to the Cavaliers with the 58th pick.
Oh, Luke Travers.
Luke Travers, baby. Yes.
There we go.
Yep. He's got a mullet.
The mullet shining through.
Yes and no. It's that Summer League style mullet where he got it permed. It's still there.
Oh, yeah.
And so is that.
The Larry legend.
Yeah. And then the pencil thin mustache is still there. And 33. It's, there's so much going on in one picture. It's gorgeous. All right, mate. Looks like you're 1-0 in this local card shop of Woolloongabba / Mermaid Beach. Crack 'em. Let's keep going. Next rookie card. Someone's scouting reports were heavy on the pros and light on the cons. NBA draft analysts raved about their guard's potential to light up the scoreboard and run an offense. San Antonio agreed with all that positivity and selected him in the 20th overall pick in 2022.
Malachi Branham.
Correct.
Let's go.
All right, next card. Portland Trailblazers. Over his first three seasons of his career, somebody totaled five starts, earning a much bigger role in the rotation. In 2021-2022 season, he took the floor as part of the initial five 30 times and easily set a career high in minutes. With 29.5 per night. Impressive in that play, he should continue to grow his role. Not a whole lot in there. Number one for the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, I've got two people in mind. Is it someone that's like been at the Trailblazers the whole time?
I believe so, yes.
So I'm going to guess Nazir Little.
No, this particular player doesn't have a last name. He has a first name for a last name.
Oof. 3 years in.
A.S. is his initials.
Oh, Anthony Simons.
That's the one.
Oh, there we go.
Doesn't have a last name.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. For the Houston Rockets, in 2021-22 season, somebody did what he's done since entering the league more than a decade ago. Score. Averaging better than 13 points for the 14th straight season, the guard touched twine from all over the hardwood.
Eric Gordon?
Eric Gordon it is. Let's go.
There we go.
There you go. You're back. Ooh. For the Denver Nuggets, here are three nuggets of information about the newest Nuggets player. That this is actually off the card. This isn't me trying to make puns. somebody. One, the forward won the 2020 NBA championship with the Lakers. Two.
That's KCP.
It is indeed. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
The only guy that I think that is in that team that's been to the finals. Oh, no, Jeff Green. Sorry.
Uncle Jeff. Yes, of course. Uncle Jeff. He's had a journeyman style. He'll never get his jersey put up in the rafters, but he's been everywhere, man.
I actually saw a video like a day ago of a guy asking him if he could name every team that he's played for in order, and he missed one.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, someone who's in the headlines. Adding 34 in 2021-22. Somebody brought his career total of multi-steal performances to 708. Fifth most in NBA history. Cunning as ever.
Oh, it's Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, it is indeed, sir.
I thought these were going to be bad headlines. I was like, is it Zion or Ja Morant?
Not quite there.
No.
All right, for the Cleveland Cavaliers. No wonder the Cavs wanted somebody on their side. Seems like the only way they could keep him from peppering the Nets at their expense. Prior to joining the team, the All-Star guard notched a higher. Yep.
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell it is. Well done, sir.
There's some good cards in this pack, man.
It's not bad. I'm actually wearing a D. Mitch Utah Jazz jersey as we speak.
Oh, very nice.
All right. Miami Heat. Alonzo Mourning and LeBron James are the only players in Heat history to land on the all-defensive team. Somebody seems destined to join those two soon.
Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo. You are on fire. Ooh. Ooh. All right, let's do a quick test. I think you could probably do this without any of the clues, just from the two teams. So this player is wearing a Mavericks jersey, but yep. The team says Knicks.
Oh, so it's Jalen Brunson.
Very good. Well done.
For some reason, I went Porzingis for a second, and I was like, no, this is the opposite.
Other way around. Other way around. All right. Oh, Milwaukee Bucks. Should get this one. Going back and forth with Devontae Graham on December 17th, 2021, somebody got himself into a long-range shootout. The New Orleans guard nailed eight triples.
Drew, yeah.
Sorry?
Drew Holiday?
Ooh, nailed eight triples, and Milwaukee's playmaker canned a season-best seven. Five of his makes came in the third quarter, when he topped all players with 15 points.
Grayson Allen. Sorry, I thought you were saying that he had a duel with him in New Orleans. I was like, oh, well, it has to be Drew then, because he's the... Yeah, all right, we're back on track.
You got this. Yeah. Somebody has steadily increased his contributions to Minnesota. As a rookie in 2019-2020 season, he suited up in 15 contests. A season later, the emerging guard took the floor 42 times. In year number three, he logged 62 appearances and made the first start of his career versus Phoenix on January 28th.
Is it
number four for Minnesota?
Number four. I'm thinking it's McDaniels. Is it one of the McDaniels?
No. Well. You'll have to think of something else.
I can't think of that guy's first name. Is it? It's something Noel, but I don't know.
Jalen Noel.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Noel. Yeah. All right.
Not for me, Mel.
Hey, that team isn't for everybody. It takes a special type of fan to get after that team. I mean,
we really appreciate you, Scott.
So, yeah. Otherwise, you know, who would buy all their fake jerseys? one of five players to appear in all 82 games of 2021-22. Somebody served as Detroit's Iron Man, the tireless forward who was in the starting five for all of those contests, filled his minutes with long-range shooting and perimeter defense. He should be locked into the top of Detroit's rotation for years. Number 41.
He's not locked into there, is he? No. So is it Kelly Olynyk?
No.
Number 41.
Rhymes with
Sadiq Bey.
There we go. You got there.
I don't know why I thought of Kelly Olynyk when they said permanent defense.
Well, hey, that's my guy, Kelly Olynyk. Canada's own.
He didn't play defense. He's there to shoot
three. Hey, he once had a playoff style game where he reminisced Bird's like a low night for Larry Bird. Boston lost their mind. Like
he also was the guy defending Joel Embiid when he had one of the biggest game scores of all time.
Yeah, he was also on the other side of that. Was it that Kevin Love injury years back too? So,
oh yeah,
you know, he's another one, bit of a journeyman, but
yeah. He's handy on. Like, I'd be surprised if someone doesn't try and get him this offseason to be their backup center.
Yeah, well, Canada will have him. All right. During his, what do we got? Oh, this is our last base card. Then we got two inserts. During his playoff debut with Philadelphia, somebody displayed superstar scoring and selfless facilitating. In game one of the 2020
22, first round. The All-NBA guard hung 22 points on Toronto and slung 14 assists. His impressive outing helped guide his team to a 131-111 win.
Did you say Philly?
Sorry?
What team did you say at the start?
Oh, Philly.
Yeah, so James Harden.
James Harden it is.
Yeah. I thought that's what you said, and I was just like, I feel like I didn't hear.
All right. Ooh, in a nice green hollow, I want to say this one is.
Okay.
Really nice. All right. Look at all of somebody's box scores, and you'll rarely see a single-digit number in the points column. The electric shooter will be able to lead his new Utah squad in scoring with fantastic finishes and an uncontestable jumper. Entering 2022-23, his career average sat at 20 points.
Ooh.
He's come from
Cleveland. Colin Sexton.
Colin Sexton it is.
Yeah. I was thinking of Lauri Markkanen, but those numbers were too high.
Indeed. All right. We've got a franchise features card here for the Houston Rockets. Somebody might be his last name, but the Rockets guard looked anything but inexperienced in his rookie campaign.
Jalen Green.
Yeah. It's a bit of a color clue there.
Yeah.
It kind of gives that one away. Mate, that brings you to the end of Kraken, and I've got you down for 2 meh-mehs and 13 got it either first goes or would have got it before Macca probably.
Poor fella, just still getting shots fired at him.
Definitely would have got a year before one Timmy Soong if his last go-around at Kraken is anything to go by, so... Yeah, there was a couple of tough ones in there for Timmy.
I listened back to that one, and Kemi gave me the early clue that he'd won when I saw him. I beat Tim.
Yeah, look, his excitement was palpable.
just as much as he will be about how the Nuggets are actually going in this series. So.
Oh yes, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. But, mate, thanks as always for joining us here. It's always appreciated.
No worries. Always happy to come on.
Thank you. All right. Well, that's going to wrap us up here for another week in the shed of Basketball Truth. It is Studio 3. So please do jump on the socials. Give us those likes. If you are able to leave a 5-star review on your streaming service, please do go ahead and do that. That stuff really does help. We are now up to 35 countries. That sort of stuff doesn't happen without those positive ratings coming through and exposing us to other people who are out there. So thank you very much for those of you who've already done it. If you haven't, if you could, that would be fantastic. But until you're listening to us again, just remember that ball don't lie.
It never does.